For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump forcefully condemned anti-Semitism and mourned the victims of a mass shooting at a synagogue in Pittsburgh. He has ordered flags at federal buildings throughout the United States to be flown at half-staff. Shock and sorrow in the wake of the Saturday tragedy when a gunman murdered 11 people and wounded 6 others before being captured. Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto.
We shouldn't be trying to find ways to minimize the dangers that occur from irrational behavior. We should be working to eliminate irrational behavior and the empowerment of people who would seek to cause this type of carnage.
Robert Bauer, the man arrested in the shooting, appears to have made anti-Semitic posts on social media. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Roots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
House Speaker Paul Ryan tells CBS's Face the Nation that Republicans must share the blame for America's divisions.
Conservatives, we always thought this was sort of a left-wing Linsky thing. Unfortunately, the right practices identity politics now as well. Identity politics, which is now being practiced on both sides of the aisle, is unfortunately working. And I think we, as leaders, we got to figure out how do we make inclusive aspirational politics strategically valuable again.
The federal government is investigating German automaker Mercedes-Benz over recalls.
A review by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration reveals Mercedes exceeded the time limits for mailing letters to owners. The agency also is reviewing the company's process for making recall decisions and notifying the government. Mercedes issued a statement saying it makes every effort to ensure recalls are done in a timely manner and will work with the government on the investigation. I'm Michelle Harbin.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Players in Iowa and New York will be sharing Saturday's massive Powerball jackpot. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Earlier, the estimated size of the jackpot was $750 million, which would have made it the third largest lottery jackpot in U.S. history. However, shortly before the drawing on Saturday night, officials scaled that back to about $688 million. Still pretty big. And Richard Lustig, who's won several major lottery jackpots over the years, has some advice for the winners, saying winning a big jackpot can bring unexpected problems.
So the first thing you want to do is hire yourself a good accountant, a good financial planner, and a good lawyer.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It can be really disappointing to cover up your clever costume with a coat and gloves, but there's some ways to stay warm while trick-or-treating without sacrificing your artwork. John Clemens reports.
Across the upper Midwest and eastern Dakotas into the western Great Lakes, readings will be in the 30s to the middle 40s on Halloween night. AccuWeather meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Using costumes that are kind of full body costumes might be a good idea. Those are good ways to stay warm. Kind of a pretty good idea is to maybe get a costume that's one size bigger. That way you can layer up underneath the costume rather than cover up the costume by wearing a coat over top of it.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.